In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, the 19th day of January. Good as always to have you along, everybody. There is a thing that happens to you when you're a business and economics reporter and the economy starts looking a little screwy. People stop you in the supermarket, at a dinner party, when you're out and about, and they say, man, what is going on? That, to me, is always a sign there is a story there that needs doing. So with new and not great numbers out of China today, oil prices still slicker than anything, and stocks, well, you know what we always say about stocks, but the markets are making people nervous anyway. With all of that, Marketplace's Brie Benishore got the lead assignment today. What is going on?
Meh is not an official economic term, but it's a pretty good word for the global economy today, which on average is growing about 2.5, maybe 3%, depending on who you ask.
It's not doing particularly well.
Tam Bayoumi is senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. China is slowing as it shifts from manufacturing to services. Brazil is in recession, and emerging economy growth fell for the fifth consecutive year. On the other hand, the U.S. is doing okay, 2.6% growth and near full employment.
Europe actually is beginning to improve a little bit.
Ken Goldstein is an economist with the Conference Board.
You know, we talk about the economy. These are actually big amorphous things, and they don't all move at the same time.
But that fundamentally is part of the global economy's problem right now. Not only is everything moving in different directions, there's no one big mover for better or for worse. Wyn Thin is global head of emerging markets at Brown Brothers Harriman.
Eurozone, Japan, China, a lot of the big countries that normally provide some global growth, they all have some question marks.
So it's not like there's a giant rotten plank in the global economic ship that's about to give way, but it's not like there's some pillar of strength we can moor to either. In fact, economists and investors are hard-pressed to explain exactly why things are so muddled, and that makes people and markets nervous.
You know, the world economy on the whole, it's still very, it's too much piglet.
Matt Slaughter is dean of Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business, and he is talking about Piglet from Winnie the Pooh.
He's not anti-Piglet. He's a cute character, but Piglet was anxious. For jobs and communities, we want a little more Tigger, a little less Piglet. And definitely no Eeyore.
In other words, says Abdur Chowdhury of Marquette University, things aren't great, but things aren't terrible.
I don't see any reason to panic.
Just tell that to Wall Street. No, really, someone just tell that to Wall Street. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.